South Africa's war on HIV/AIDS is a mixed bag of news. The Turkish trial for three murdered Christians stalls for the lack of funds. And a ministry puts forth missions for consideration in career retraining. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As South Africa gets ready to host the 2010 World Cup, reports show that its HIV epidemic seems to be stabilizing. But the disease still has a severe impact in parts of the country.
The highest at-risk communities are around platinum mines and diamond mines.
One Hope's Rob Hoskins is helping to start a prevention program at schools in those areas.
The teacher said half of their students in that particular area where these platinum mines are orphans at this point. So we're still living with the incredible fallout of what happens around these mines, where there's a lot of prostitution, where men are away from home, and then the whole community around these mines is being affected. So it's a devastating situation.
Teaching kids what God says about sexuality has an impact.
So if you can plant the values and beliefs that are in God's Word into these young minds and hearts, then when they come to a place where they're making decisions about their sexuality, we're seeing that it is actually reducing the incidence and prolonging the age of sexual debut, which is where we're going to see a change in the HIV/AIDS problem.
Pray for physical and spiritual healing in South Africa. Next, the gears of justice are turning slowly for three Christians murdered in Turkey 2 years ago. A suspected middleman failed to appear at a hearing this week because he had no transportation to get him from Istanbul to Malatya. Why? Because the state's prosecutor's office didn't provide the funding. The five murderers have been caught, but some believe they were connected to a deeper conspiracy. Pray for Turkish Christians as they continue to live their faith out and learn to depend on God for justice. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of Native American and First Nation youth are gathered this week in Missouri for the annual Warrior Leadership Summit. The summit will equip these young people to make a difference for Jesus Christ. It wraps up on Thursday, but serves as the launch point for On Eagle's Wings and Ron Hutchcraft summer ministry teams. This outreach ministry is called Seasons of Hope and has been used by God to bring healing and hope to many people. Please pray for the teams as they head out. Meanwhile, your economic worries could mean it's a great time to consider missions. Wycliffe Bible Translators is looking for people of all skill sets to help them with Bible translation. Chuck Michael says they need 25,000 new workers.
Of course, a large number will go into translation. But for every translator team we send out, we need three support personnel, people that are pilots and IT personnel, teachers that will teach missionary children, managers that will help us in our administrative work, government relations officers, and a whole host of other areas.
Michael says translation no longer consists of the jungle huts that you might imagine. Technology has sped up the process.
The computer will go a long way in helping spit out some early first drafts of the translation. Now, that used to take years and years to do. But with new computer technology, you can cut that sometimes in half or a third.
If you feel God moving you toward missions, go to our website for more details. And discipleship and leadership conferences will bring Sudanese and Ugandan believers together over the next year. Words of Hope's Lady Young explains why biblical teaching is so vital there.
Many of the growing churches inside of these countries are led by people who really don't have very much pastoral training. And by providing a mechanism where that can happen to a greater degree, conducting some conferences in the coming year, we believe that we can be helpful.
Words of Hope has had radio ministries in the area for several years already. They've partnered with local churches to make the conferences more effective.
They'll help to identify some of the most needy and worthy candidates for such training, and we'll try to organize the necessary details so that that can be provided.
Pray that the conferences will help strengthen churches and develop even more dedicated believers. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a resource to help you understand how God is at work in Ghana? One Hope is making available a free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who is miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.